This is American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.
Well, hello, and welcome to American Copywriter 14.
Actually, it's really more than 14, but I think 14's good.
Yeah, we're going to call it 14. Yeah. We've had an A and a B and a bonus, so it's really 17.
And a special edition.
But it's 14.
Yes,
just let's call it 14.
14, good enough.
And speaking of 14, I'm looking in the paper this morning, going, and I go through the FYI.
Yes.
Here in Kansas City,
that's the lifestyle.
Right, FYI, for your information.
Yes.
And I always like to look at the old people who are having an anniversary.
Yes.
And I saw one listed in there. It's like Ted Smith and Fred and Fredadiah Johnson, 13 years. And I'm like, not 10.
Not 60.
No, wait. It's like 75th anniversary, 50th. And then not 10.
Right.
Not 15.
13.
Lucky 13. They sent it in. God love them.
Oh,
and they were like 35, you know, or however old. They're like 40. Hey, we've been married 13 years. It's stupid. It's the dumbest thing I ever saw.
Wow. I don't even know what the 13 anniversary is.
I think it's a you get a ladder to walk under.
I don't know. Welcome to American Copywriter. I'm John.
I am Tug.
And we're sitting in Tug's living room.
This is a new experiment.
It's a new thing. Jerome was like, you know what? I'm tired to push the button.
You got a laptop.
You can just take it on the road, which is actually good because now we.
This is kind of a dry run.
Yes, we'll do that, and then we'll take it to bars and all kinds of interesting places.
But we're sitting in my living room, so if you hear a crying kid, a barking dog, or my approaching in-laws, my crazy in-laws are on the way here to pick up their dog. We watched their dog over the weekend. So Daddy Buck and Linda B may be showing up here shortly.
We want your thoughts, your opinions, your smack talk. Send email now to americancopywriter@shscom.com. That's americancopywriter@shscom.com.
John lives right down the street from me, and he came over here a few minutes ago.
I'm drinking his beer.
And I noticed, John, you have a little hitch in your get-along.
Yeah.
You got a little got a little limp.
Yeah, I, well, first of all, this story starts actually about 20 years ago. People do not believe this story, but I swear to the Lord Jehovah in heaven it is true. I swear to God this is true. I'm well established, grew up in the wilds of western Kansas, which is remarkably like the Australian outback, really. And so I'm on walkabout.
Well, no, apparently it's quite a bit more dangerous because here in sunny downtown Lenexa, Kansas, it's like a rattlesnake festival.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is topic for another story. This local suburb is getting so developed. It's encroaching on
Rattlesnake Nation.
Rattlesnake Nation.
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable. They were rounding them up. It was like that scene in Indiana Jones. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Anyhow, so.
So I'm on walkabout there one afternoon. I come around the corner of an outbuilding, and a jackrabbit, is coming around the corner.
It wasn't a jackalope.
No, it was a jackrabbit.
All right, then.
The rabbit is coming around the same corner simultaneously from the other direction, which is, of course, I prefer the British pronunciation of simultaneous.
Of every word.
Any case, again. So the rabbit and I meet, okay? And as you know, Tug, I'm a little easily startled.
Yes, yes.
So
yes, yes.
I let out a bit of a yelp.
A shriek.
And the rabbit's eyes rolled up in the back of its head. He started convulsing. He crapped himself and he died.
So
I swear to God, I scared that rabbit to death.
Okay.
Now, I have heard that rabbits have weak heart. Nobody believes it, but I swear to God, the rabbit died. But I scared him to death.
Okay.
So, but as
and
you
really,
know,
in your fear,
yeah.
Fortunately, you had a bit of a stronger constitution.
Yes,
luckily,
right, right. Anyway, but I'm before the PETA people call me, please.
Right.
I didn't mean to.
It was an accident.
It all happened. So.
Thanks for tuning in to American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.